Well, hello, friends. My name's Clint. Thank you so much for joining us today as we continue on with this series called Why I Love My Church. And as I've been thinking about this and getting ready for this message, I really just took some time to kind of think about different churches that I've been a part of throughout the years. And now I know that a lot of you think that I grew up in the town of Aiken. That's not 100% true. I grew up about 20 miles outside of Aiken in this tiny little hamlet called the Village of Thor. And one of the first churches I ever went to was this little Lutheran church in Thor. And we had about 20 people that would show up the first and third Sunday of the month for church. I was the only kid in the Bible study in the Sunday school. It was led by Mrs. Nelson. And I remember this guy named Eddie Hansen. He was the tallest guy in the church. Every Sunday, he would ring the bell, and he would always let me like pull on the rope with him. And I made my family, we would sit in the very last pew because I wanted to be the first one to shake Pastor Jim's hand before we went down into the basement for some egg bake. Because, you know, those little churches, they make the best egg bake in the world. So then I was about third grade. We started going to a Catholic church, to St. James in Aiken. And I remember that is really kind of where a lot of my faith started to form. Every Wednesday, I would go to a youth group, and there was the priest. His name was Father Coyle. He was an Irish immigrant. Guy had the coolest accent in the world. He always wore sandals. He loved The Simpsons. He would come, he'd talk to us, make the rounds as we were learning about the seven sacraments and virtues and the creeds. And as I got older, I started to go through the confirmation program. And that's when I really started asking some really deep questions, and my faith started to take more of a center role in my life. Or, you know, at least as much of a center role and as it could at 16, as I'm wearing this mullet and thinking I'm the coolest guy in the world. But anyway, I remember going through confirmation, and the bishop praying for me, and I felt the Holy Spirit for the very first time. And I didn't have the words for it then, but looking back now, I know he was there. And I was so excited, because after you get confirmed, then you're a full-fledged member of the Catholic Church. And I remember asking somebody who had been a part of the church for a while, I said, what now? Like, what do I get to do? And this person, they looked at me, and they said, well, now you get to go to Mass every single Sunday for the rest of your life. And I remember thinking in that moment, like, is that it? Is that all this is? Because it seemed to me that if our faith was so important, if it was supposed to be the biggest thing in our lives, it should be more than just something that we do on Sunday. And I remember that's when I really started to question my faith, when I explored other spiritualities. I dipped my toes in a lot of different things. But it wasn't until I stumbled upon the Vineyard in my early 20s that I found a community that I felt like they took their faith seriously. What I love about my church is that it showed me that our faith isn't a once in a week thing, that it isn't just where we go on Sundays. It's not just about this book that we read, but that our faith in Jesus is the most important thing in our lives. I love my church because it taught me that following Jesus is more than just listening to a pastor or a priest talk on Sundays. Now, don't get me wrong. Like, I'm really glad that you're here. I'm really glad that you're listening to me talk. And I think I got some all right things to say. And meeting together, it's part of it. But it's just barely scratching the surface. I love my church because it taught me, the Duluth Vineyard taught me, not to settle for surface level, which I think is something that we too often do. So Holy Spirit, would you show us right now where we've settled for surface level? Father, today, would you help us to look in our lives? Would you help us to see where we haven't let you in? Would you put in us a hunger to see you move in ways that you just haven't before? Now, in 1 Corinthians verse 12, or chapter 12, the Apostle Paul, he writes about the church. And in starting in verse 12, he says, just as a body, though one, has many parts, but all of its many parts form one body, so it is with Christ. For we are all baptized by one Spirit, so as to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slave or free. We are all given the one spirit to drink, even as the body is not made up of one part, but many. I love my church because we are the body of Christ, and we are like wholly and intimately connected with him. So think about that image that Paul uses of the church being a body. That's like a really intimate thing. Think about it this way. Even though Christ is the head of the church, even though he owns the church, we are so much more than his possessions. We're not a hammer or a screwdriver or a spatula or a metal whisk. We're not something that God just uses to accomplish a task, even though we all have a purpose, even though Duluth Vineyard has a purpose. God doesn't just use us and then throw us back in the toolbox or throw us in the drawer with the cheese grater. The relationship between us and God, between us and Jesus, it's much more than ownership, and it goes so far beyond usefulness. This is a deep, rich, intimate relationship. And Paul in Ephesians 5 compares it more to the relationship between a husband and a wife. He writes, "For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. This is a profound mystery, but I'm talking about Christ and the church. Now, I love my church because it taught me to experience this intimacy with God every day of the week. Not just on Sundays, not just on Christmas or Easter, but all the time. And I've learned how to have a real, intimate, deep relationship with God by watching and learning from other people in this church, in the body of Christ. I've seen people seek after God as they're making big life decisions. I've watched people praise him when things are going great, and I've watched people worship as their whole lives are just falling apart around them. I've learned how to feel God's presence in my life by having others pray for me. I've sat with folks, I've had them go line by line and teach me how to study the scripture. I love my church. I love the body of Christ because I've learned through them that we are intimately connected with Jesus. Now, if you go back to our verse, if you look right away there and towards the end of verse 12, it says, "But all its parts form one body. So it is with Christ." Now, Paul, he's showing that there's this special mystical connection between Christ and the church. He isn't saying that the church is just made up of pieces that form a whole, which is true. We are a lot of individuals from diverse backgrounds all coming together to form one community. But Paul says, so it is with Christ. Paul is accentuating this connection between the church and Jesus. And in Colossians 1:18, Paul says this. He says, and he being Jesus, is the head of the body, the church. Jesus is the head. And like, let's not make no mistake. The head makes the decisions. The head calls the shots. And they're different. We don't worship the church. We worship the living God. But what Paul is saying here is that there's this mysterious, intimate, deep connection. And you can't really separate the two. You can't be part of the body without having a connection to the head. The two go hand in hand, or in this case, head and body. The body needs the head, and the head loves the body. And together, the two, they form something beautiful. So I wonder, do you feel like you're connected to the head? Do you feel like you are experiencing God's presence in your life, even right now? So Lord, I just pray that you would help us come to know you more and more. Like even in this moment, God, would you help us to feel that connection? Feel how there's no separation between head and body. Would you help us feel connected to you right now, Jesus? I love my church because that's a beautiful thing. And I love my church because this is something that everybody can be a part of. In verse 15, it says, "Now if the foot should say, because I'm not a hand, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason stop being part of the body. And if the ear should say, because I'm not an eye, I do not belong to the body, it would not be for that reason stop being part of the body." If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has placed the parts in the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. If they are all one part, where would the body be? You are part of this body. You are here and you matter. You belong. Here you have a home and here you have a place. It doesn't matter if you're a hand or a foot. It doesn't matter if you've been a believer for a long time or if you are still trying to figure this out. Here you matter. Here you count. Now, I love my church because my church accepted me just as I was. When I first started attending the Vineyard, I was in my early 20s, and I had a lot of misconceptions about who God was. And really, I didn't even know who I was. I was trying to be a person that I wasn't built to be. And you, church, you loved me and you accepted me. You showed me that love of Christ. And between your love and God's power, I was transformed. I love my church because as the body of Christ, you are invested in my life. You were there for me when my wife and I got married. And not only did you celebrate with us, but you guys have been the champion of me and my wife ever since day one. I think of Bob and Ann, who sat down with me and my wife, Erin, and counseled us before we got married, and who to this day, every time we see each other, they pull us aside and say, "Hey, how's your marriage going?" I think of Joe, who I think it was about 2 months after I got married. Joe grabbed me during a weekend service, and he said, "Clint, I'm going to give you a piece of advice. Never stop dating your wife." And Joe, even here in a global pandemic, I haven't. Church, I was so excited to share with you the news when my wife got pregnant with our first daughter and then again with our second daughter. And the amount of people who reached out loving and supporting us through two pregnancies, even one of them that was super difficult, where we were in the hospital multiple times. It makes me proud to be part of this community. I love my church because my church loves me. You are here for me in the good times, and you pick me up in the bad. I love the way that you push me to be the best version of myself, even to the point of challenging me when I'm being a complete idiot and a jerk. I love my church because you, my church, you guys are my family. Have you experienced this before? Have you ever been part of a community where you know that that you're safe and that you're accepted, that you're cared for, that you could ask questions about God, about scripture, about how to have a relationship with Jesus, and wouldn't be laughed at, wouldn't be made fun of, but rather be met with love and acceptance? I love my church because, and even though we are far from perfect, I know that we make mistakes, I love this community because you can find people in it who will show you the love of Christ. Have you ever been a part of a community like this? A community that will champion you to the point of challenging you to grow? And this looks lots of different ways. We're a community. We're all working together to spread the love of God. I think about my friend Greg, who welcomes every single person to a weekend service. I think about Dave, who shows up early and like meticulously chisels away all the ice outside so that nobody slips and falls. I think about Abby, who is one of our high school students, and she's like boldly living out her faith in her high school. I think about Dan, who has such a passion for childhood hunger that he pushed his longboard all the way across the country just to raise money. I think about Evan, who prays for folks at the gym he manages and sees them accept Christ. We all belong here. We all matter, and we all have an opportunity in our own way to share the love of God with each other and with people who aren't yet part of the church. So what does this look like for you? Who in your life can you show Jesus' love and acceptance? Who in your life can you look him in the eye and say, "I love you, I'm for you, God loves you and your life matters. So Holy Spirit, would you just help us get really good at doing this? Would you help us get really good at communicating God's love for other people? And one of the things I want to finish on, one of the last reasons that I want to talk about the why I love my church is because this church, it's bigger than me, it's bigger than you, it's bigger than any one of us as an individual. Verse 20 says, as it is, there are many parts, but one body. Now, too many times, especially here in our Western society, we focus on the individuals. We focus on what we can accomplish solo. And don't get me wrong, the church, we're made up of a lot of different individuals, but we're all united as one, working together to paint this beautiful picture of Jesus in the Twin Ports community and throughout the world. So I think of it like this. So think of a TV screen or your computer screen, whatever you're watching this on right now. There's a bunch of little pixels on that screen, right? Now, you hardly ever notice a single pixel unless the pixel is broken, unless it's a tiny, dark, annoying square in the center of your screen, or it's burning too hot, it's washing out all the other pixels. Now, when those pixels work together, they make a beautiful picture. When we as the body of Christ work together, we get to make this amazing picture of Jesus throughout the Twin Ports community. That's what we're doing as a body. We each have our job, we each have our function, and they're going to be different, but they all work together. So think about it like a body. Think about it like Clint's body right now. I've got these really amazing, piercing blue eyes that can stare deep into your soul. You can see my eyes. What you can't see is my heart. If my heart stops working, these eyes and the rest of me are going to fall out of this chair dead. Every part of the body has to work together for it to function. You can see me right now. What you don't see is Jack behind the camera. What you don't see is Dave making sure that everything sounds okay. You don't see all the editing that goes into it. You don't see all the behind-the-scenes stuff. But all the behind-the-scenes stuff is just as important. I love my church because we're a team. Separate, we're these tiny little pixels. But together, we're projecting this image of God in the entire Twin Ports community. So I got to ask you, have you found your place on this team? Have you found it yet? Because you're part of this community for a reason. You matter and you have a place. And there's ways that each and every one of us can build up the body of Christ. There's ways that we can support each other and introduce other people to Jesus who haven't met him yet. So maybe your passion is for developing like these really deep relationships. Small group is a perfect place to do that. You could get involved in a small group. You can be open and vulnerable and communicate to other people that it's safe, that this is a safe spot to be real and authentic. And maybe you've been doing the small group thing for a while. Maybe it's time to lead your own small group. Maybe for you, it's something else. Maybe every time that you see somebody holding one of those signs that says, "We'll work for food," or any little bit helps, maybe your heart just breaks. Well, how can you use that feeling to change those people's lives? Maybe you grab some friends and start serving at our Fruit of the Vine food shelf. Maybe you just pick up a case of water, and every time you see somebody who's had a really rough go of things, you hand them a bottle of water and say, "I love you, Jesus loves you, and your life matters." And for some of you, maybe you have no idea what that next step is. Maybe you don't know how to take it deeper, how to develop that relationship with God. If that's you, can I have you do something for me right now? Can you go and fill out one of those connect forms? On there, just say, "I want to connect with a pastor." Myself or another member of our staff, we would love to sit with you and help you find out what your next step is. You are part of the team. You don't have to do this alone. And maybe I'm thinking that there's probably a couple of us who we're not sure if we're part of the team yet. Like maybe you haven't made that decision to turn your life over to Jesus, to become part of the body of Christ. Well, you can do that right now. Now is your opportunity to say, "Yes, God, I want that. I want you in my life. I want to be intimately and deeply connected to the creator of the world and his people, his body, the church." So if that's you, will you just pray this simple prayer with me right now? When you say, Lord, I want to know you more. I want to know that I belong. I want to have you be my king above everything else, above wealth, above possessions, above politics, even above my own self-preservation. I want to be connected to you. And I want to be connected to your body. Father, I'm home and I'm yours. And can the rest of us just close our time right now in praying together that we, as the body of Christ, can take it to the next level, that we can introduce people to his love, that we can paint that really amazing picture in our Twin Ports community of what Jesus actually looks like. So let's pray together. Father, we thank you that once we accept you, that we'll never be separated from you, that you'll never leave us. So Father, will you show us how to stay intimately and deeply connected with you and with the rest of your body? And Father, with your Holy Spirit, will you help us paint that amazing picture? Will you help us show this community who Jesus is and what he looks like? In your holy name, amen. So one more thing that we do as a family is communion. This is like our family meal. What it's saying is that regardless of who we are, where we're coming from, what we look like, we are connected by Jesus. He is our head. We are his body. So in 1 Corinthians 11, the Apostle Paul writes, "For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.'" In the same way, he took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes."